hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, during the commercial break, at the end of Hour 1, me and the guys here, Bill the producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and Single Scott, have been looking over these new Scuba Radio Mermaid Trading Cards.
Hubba hubba.
Or collectible cards. Basic 5x7 cards we've made that we're going to distribute at Our World Underwater. Maybe I should. Can I charge for these things, guys? I mean, what do you think? Should I?
$3.99 a minute.
Three. Okay. Interesting. Though I didn't think about that rake structure, Bill, till you gave me that idea. But basically, these are little handout cards, little postcard type things. And on one side, it has information about the show. And on the other side, it has a picture of one of our mermaids. And this one is Mermaid Tony. Consensus. Unanimous that you guys like this idea.
It's a great idea.
All right, so these they turned out really good. They are really good. This is a picture of Tony from Grenada, and you know, we'll be able to hand these things out and turn these into like little mermaid collectible trading cards. They could trade them, or they can post them on their wall or whatever they see fit to do to them.
What? Greg.
Leave
it that open.
They may want to frame them and put them on their wall.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know, but they're nice. It's
a
nice
idea. Don't see the tape. How do you get that stuck up on the wall? Whose idea was this?
Maybe it comes with a pack of gum.
They're nice, shiny, glossy, and probably waterproof.
They sure are.
So, for what it's worth. But anyway, we are going to have those for the first time at Our World Underwater. Chicago, you have been warned. You have another reason to come to the show. We have 1,000 of these to hand out, and that's it. Once they're gone, they're gone. They will be collectible items. And if you can sell them on eBay, go for it. I don't care what you do with them. I don't really want to know what you do with them. But we will hand them out.
If you are discovered, Overboard Entertainment will deny any knowledge of your presence.
Okay, good point. All right, let's move on to something more dive-related. That's dive-related, mermaids, water, the whole thing. But let's just talk about water. Let's talk about diving. Let's talk about taking you diving. Even if you're not near the water, we'll bring the water to you. Right, Big Wave, Dave?
Hey, we bought a tank of 15,000 gallons of water into the middle of the Atlantic City Convention Center.
Yes, Atlantic City. That's where Big Wave Dave is from the Be A Diver pool today. BeADiver.com is the website. You can follow his progress right there and learn all you need to know about how to dive, where to dive, and who to dive with. However, Dave, Atlantic City, it's a boat show this weekend, right, that you're at?
Yeah, we're actually at the big boat show, Saturday and Wednesday, runs through tomorrow. There's people from Atlantic City to Philadelphia just trying diving. We've got some great dive stores from the area supporting us in the pool.
Nice. So you get the 4-foot pool, 20 by 40 feet in diameter. A lot of information about scuba diving set up at the boat show. It's inside, obviously. Are you having a lot of people participate today, or has it been? Are they a little antsy because the weather's cold up in that part of the country today?
Hey, it's cold outside, but in the water it's about 86 degrees. No, we've actually had about 75 people through the pool today, working with East Coast Divers. We also got an underwater connection and Hoboken Divers out here staffing the pool.
Excellent. Excellent. What kind of clientele are you seeing participate?
Mainly just the cast of Jersey Shore.
No, I haven't seen anybody from Jersey Shore out here.
Yeah.
But you never know. No, we got families getting a pool, kids, adults. I've got certified divers getting in with a niece. You know, they're going on a trip soon. We got people picking up information for Bon Air. That's just an awesome show.
You know what? We may need to hook up Big Wave Dave with some new Scuba Radio Mermaid trading cards.
That might. That's going to be dangerous. I play with us at night, huh?
Hey, anything to increase the traffic, right?
That's right. And, you know, by the way, next weekend we're in Detroit, and after that we're at the premier boat show in the U.S., the Miami Boat Show.
That's right. Miami Boat Show will be down there with you at least on Thursday and Friday, and then we'll head up to Chicago. Are you guys, I forget, I know you got the pool down in Miami. Is there one up in Chicago, too, or no?
No, you know, being a dive show, there's not that many non-divers at the event, you know, and
right.
You know the tourist's whole goal is to get new people diving.
Exactly, and of course, it's much warmer in Miami. Who would blame him?
You know, I think that's a great strategy.
A few weeks ago, it was in Minneapolis, it was minus 15, that's all I thought about, Miami.
Exactly, that's what gets him through the day.
And of course, that's Big Wave Dave. And Big Wave Dave's out there trying to get new divers. I think that's just
new divers.
Oh!
The only problem is I've had to give out a couple bad tanks to air because we've got Steeler fans here. No, it's a joke.
Yeah. I think we know that Big Wave Dave is a packer. He likes to pack them. Or something.
Ah, gee whiz.
Wow. Wait,
I'm a cheesehead.
He's a cheesehead. That's
okay.
Right. That's the right term. Sorry, Dave. My bad. But, all right,
okay,
Dave.
Yeah, check us out at PDI.com. Like I said, we got Detroit, Miami coming up. Later this year, we'll be out in D.C., L.A., and all over, man. Go to the website and track me down.
You got it. We will see you in Miami in a couple weeks. Enjoy yourself in Atlantic City and in Detroit next weekend, and then we'll see you in Miami thereafter, my friend, okay?
I got it. And just do remember, the Packers rule, the Steelers drool.
Okay. The Packers drool and the Steelers...
No, he did that the other way.
...are cruel?
No. Rule. Enjoy yourself in Titletown.
Okay.
Steelers wheel.
BeADiver.com
yes.
Is the website to track Big Wave Dave. Or if you want to stalk him, that would be a good place
to
start.
That's a great place to stalk,
yes.
Big Wave Dave.
Because it tells you where he's going to be, when, where, how to find him. They'll put you in a bathing suit.
What to wear.
Water. What to wear. You know, he's up there in Atlantic City, and you mentioned Jersey Shore. It's not far away, obviously.
Forget about it.
Are we allowed to talk about that, Scott? We can't, can we?
I don't think we can.
We can't. So all I will say is Scott has a connection to Jersey Shore. And
is he dating JWoww?
Forget about it.
Let me just
is
say...
Is he dating JWoww?
No.
I know what it is. He's dating the situation.
He's... he's dropped the situation. No, he's dropped the single Scott, and he's going with the situation. Is that it?
No.
Oh, that's not it either. But there is some weird connection with single Scott and Jersey Shore. And he can't talk about it now, but maybe in a couple weeks, maybe.
Is he also going to Italy? Is single Scott going to Italy?
I have not been invited yet.
Yeah, he can't say it.
He's dating an executive producer.
He's going all over the world.
It's pretty cool, though, isn't it, Scott?
I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, as you should be. And we'll have to leave it at that.
You're really not going to tell us.
I can't.
It's killing me.
He just said he can't. That's what I said. I brought it up on the air. And
Scott, can you give it to us in sign language?
He's probably looking at me like, Grant, shut up.
Semaphore code, Scott.
But we'll find out here in a couple weeks, hopefully, if Scott doesn't shun us for eternity for bringing this up now.
No,
so single Scott has a connection with Jersey Shore.
You didn't spill it, so it's okay.
I didn't. I can keep a secret.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to.
He's carrying Snooki's love child.
Wow. That would be kind of cool.
No, it wouldn't.
It's not that either.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave that.
Not cool.
Hey, by the way, we're just a week or two away from the launch of The Amazing Race. And I am going to find out.
There's still a chance that
still a chance.
You signed a release, so they could put you in there.
I am
going to
be on the first episode of The Amazing Race. Because we crossed paths at the LAX airport on the way to Fiji on our last trip to Fiji. The Amazing Race was filming, and I actually talked to one of the teams, the young daughter and her dad. I think they were wearing yellow buffs, but they're from Kentucky. I thought they were from Canada. I didn't. I didn't place the accent at first. I made it.
Where are y'all from? You ain't from a boot here, are you?
Hey.
Hey.
So they did have me sign a release. So there is a chance that you're going to see Greg the Dive Master on The Amazing Race. What are the odds, you think?
Well, according to Las Vegas, the current line on Greg the Dive Master being on
The Amazing Race,
307-1 against.
Okay. Well,
it's very specific. That's odd.
So that's
take
just,
the points.
All right, just a little over 50-50.
Don't worry, Greg. They pixel out of the naughty bits.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, it would be great if you were on because you were wearing scuba radio apparel, weren't you?
I was, and they were filming it. So, all right. You know.
Maybe one of those things where that's blurred out. Wouldn't that stink? Yeah. Wouldn't that stink on ice?
Now at least you got a reason to watch. It's kind of like a car wreck. Will he be there? Will he not? Who knows?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You're already listening to it, so why not take the plunge and live it? It's the scuba life, and it's coming from the dive pros at the new NASI Worldwide. At scubalife.com, you can live, connect, and explore dive training, travel, equipment, and more. From the casual diving enthusiast to the full-time dive professional, scubalife.com will be your new resource for everything you need to maximize your underwater adventures. Witness history on February 19th at Our World Underwater in Chicago when the Scuba Radio Mermaids turn it on. That's thescubalife.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean, settle down, what's a commotion? But you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of living emotion. You got me suspended motionless in time.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer. Jimmy the Bubble Boy had to leave. He's going to go test out his high radar as he meanders back to work.
As he hurtles back to work.
Yes.
Not that he would go faster if he had a radar detector.
Yeah, well, he has the new Cobra Eye radar. I gave him one. I said, you may need this if they're looking for you. So take it, put it to good use, and try to avoid a speeding ticket if you can. But don't break the law, whatever you do.
Did I tell you about the time I fought the law?
The law won?
Mm. Yeah, figures.
I fought the law and the law won.
All right, September 17th.
Song by a Canadian.
We are going to do our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is going to be on board with us as well. You can join us on their Sabo St. Kitts itinerary. It looks like we may be spending a few extra days in St. Kitts before we board the boat as well. So if you want to join us for that, that might be an option. We're still working on that. However, the liveaboard trip is in stone. It has been scheduled. There are only a few spots available if you want to come on this itinerary, and it is an awesome one. Out of all the itineraries that I've done now with the Explorer Ventures, the only thing I haven't done so far is the Maldives. And I haven't done their Maldives boat, but we're talking about doing that maybe sometime soon as well. But this itinerary that they bounce back and forth from Saba to St. Kitts every other week is a phenomenal liveaboard itinerary. And Single Scott, I know you'll back me up on this because you've done it like 25, 30 times, right?
Oh, well, it's a great trip, obviously, if I went back that many times.
Exactly.
The diving's just stellar. I mean, I can't say anything more about it.
Now, that's where we met Scott, was on the boat a few years ago, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he was on this, but he had been on the week before, and I thought he was one of the crew.
But perhaps the laziest crew member.
Yeah.
He's always sitting around reading
really
or
doing
eating stuff. Not getting a lot of work out of this
he
guy.
He ain't getting no tip from me.
I'll stay on it for a couple weeks now and then. That's all. You
yeah.
know?
But yeah, it is a phenomenal itinerary. I've done it twice now. You've done it 25, 30 times. So you got me beat on that. But yeah, I mean, it just goes to show how cool of an adventure it is. And what do you think makes it different, Scott, from your perspective?
I think it's the variety of dives. I mean, they have wall dives. There's coral reefs. There's the Pinnacle in Saba that's just an amazing dive.
Right, it is.
And same thing in St. Kitts. It's just every dive's different, and no matter what you want to do, you can do it there.
Yeah, and you know, the land-based stuff you do when you go onto the island of Saba, that's truly a magical place.
Isn't that the guy who had the Declaration of Independence on his...
No, that's Statia.
That's Statia. Okay.
That's a different island. But Saba, really unique place. And, you know, they have these Dutch towns. So there's like several towns on the island of Saba. But each town has a different look, a different color scheme.
Yeah, white houses with red roofs.
Right.
Yep.
And then another neighborhood will have a different, you know, like black roofs with green, I don't know, that wouldn't be.
But everybody wears wooden shoes, has windmills, and little boys with their fingers in dikes. Hold on.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I didn't look that close.
They have bars, though.
I understand.
Yeah, they do have bars, and you sit up there on the cliff overlooking the liveaboard bay where it's anchored down there, and you're like, whoa, this is pretty sweet.
They have glasses of Jaeger bombs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. You can make them. They let you in Saba.
Interesting.
Yeah, we've had them. But it's a good time, for sure. It's a neat place. Awesome adventure. Once again, September 17th through the 24th, we're going to be on board with Dan from Divers Alert Network, Dan Orr, and Mermaid Tony's on board for that one as well. And
I am packed and ready to go.
And you can come, too. All you have to do is... go to exploreventures.com, call them up, and book it. Simple as that. Now, Single Scott's not coming on that trip this year. He's done it already like 30 times. What do you expect? He's brought in, he wants to expand his horizons, and you're doing a couple weeks in a row in the Turks and Caicos this year, right?
Correct, in August, uh-huh.
So you're just doing this trip, and you're going to go 2 weeks straight, but they are as... You know, Explore Ventures has like four boats now, but they're mixing up the itineraries quite a bit, probably for people like you, Scott, just that have been there, kind of done that itinerary, and now so what they've decided to do is run the boats like 1 week will be here, another week they'll do something different, and that's kind of what you're doing, right? You're mixing it up a little?
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm going, because they're going to mix it up, and now we're going to go to some, they've been exploring over there. I guess they've been doing some exploratory dives on some places where not too many people have dove, or no one's dove, and we're going to go check them out.
Yeah, so you're going to be a real dive adventurer. And I've always wanted to do those kind of trips, where you go out with the boat captain guy, and you it's really, you have no idea what you might encounter. They have an idea like, hey, we've heard that the diving over at this particular reef could be pretty good. We're going to go check it out for ourselves and see if it's something that eventually we may add to our itinerary. Let's go see what, you never know. It could be a whale shark. It could be hammerheads. It could be some magnificent a reef site that they stumble across. It truly is. That's part of the allure of a trip like that, isn't it?
Yeah, we did that in St. Kitts, actually. We went and we just went back and forth and watched the depth sounder and found a reef and said, we don't know what's down there. And we did the briefing after the dive, and we drew it all out, and it's one of the places they dive now.
Well, there you go. When did you do that? You mean on one of those 30-week trips long time ago?
Yeah, long time.
Yeah. So this will be a whole week of doing that type of stuff.
One of the weeks, yes.
One of the weeks. So are they cruising out of Provo? And is that the one where they're taking it over to, like, Grand Turk and stuff, or do you know?
I think it is. It's the one that they posted just recently. It's one of the weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the information's right there at exploreventures.com. And if you go there and look at the tab under Turks and Caicos, you can find that.
And in the second week, they're doing a $500 airfare credit. So it's, so it's $500 off. You can use it for air or whatever. I happen to get a ticket with my free miles, so I'm $500 ahead.
Sweet. All right. Well, there you go. He's, you know, these are the kind of things you can learn about by listening to the show. Save a few bucks. Have an adventure of a lifetime. Scott is getting ready to do even more. You know, he said his New Year's resolution is to travel. Check this out. That's coming up next.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Single Scott is in the studio today. You just heard about his trip he's doing in the Turks and Caicos with Explore Ventures, but that's not all. The guy is on a mission to travel more in 2011. So you were telling me this before the show today, Scott, that you're looking at doing quite an adventure. The biggest adventure yet. Matter of fact,
that's saying something.
You know, my parents... are cruisers. They love doing the cruise thing. And there's a cruise around the world that you can do that starts at like 20 grand up to 60 grand a person. But it literally, you live on a cruise ship for like 4 months.
Yeah, for $20,000, though, you have to work.
Yeah, or it's an inside cabin. So you're in a closet for 4 months on a boat.
Wow.
But you know, I was like, hey, you got the time, what the heck? If you enjoy it, you know, go for it. And we'll see what they do. But when you first brought that up, I thought, oh, wow, did you see that same article on the paper? It was in the travel section, and I saw that. But you got something else in mind. Is that right?
Well, they have these around-the-world airline tickets.
Around the world? With who? Which airline?
Well, there's a couple of different companies that do it, and they cooperate with a certain amount of different airlines.
Okay, so a group of airlines.
Right. So you kind of have to figure out where you want to go and pick the right ticket. And mm-hmm. they also have... a different number of flights. There's like a 9-flight ticket, and there's a 14-flight ticket. I think that's the one I'm going to get. And I think there's even a 18 or a 20-flight ticket.
Hmm.
As long as you go one direction, you can get as many flights as you have paid for.
Okay, so, you just can't go back.
You just can't go back.
Interesting. So you got to go left or right.
You can't go home again.
When you buy the ticket, your first flight has to be booked. After that, you can go somewhere. You can stay as long as you want or as short as you want. You call them up and say, okay, I'm ready to go to wherever you want to go next. Hmm. I'm going to stay about 5 days to 7 days at each location. The downside is one of the places I wanted to go was dive the Red Sea and go to Egypt.
Ah, well, you've marked that one off the list,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
So,
let's find out where else he wants to go next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, because I think there's a few places he wants to go where there will be plenty of that to do.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive. food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino. Right. There's me. Mm-hmm. And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. Mm-hmm. There's single-celled amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People, let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. He's my real good buddy, and his name is Greg.
He's a street smart fish out of water in a world he never made.
True dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, and everywhere I go, the first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
Get on top, honey.
Whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go.
Let's go while we're young.
First thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
Sweet.
That's right.
Never. That's a lie. Scuba Cowboy is going to be performing with us at the Our World Underwater Show in Chicago in a couple weeks. And he might even play some music, too. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Try the hot and cold salad bar.
Yeah. All right, so Single Scott, traveling the world for 2011. It's his New Year's resolution.
Literally.
So explain this. Plan to me, Scott, because I'm intrigued. I like the idea of this because we've been to a lot of cool places, even together, but you travel quite a bit, and this would be an interesting way to go. First of all, you said there's a round-the-world airfare ticket you can purchase.
Correct.
From a group of airlines. And is it from directly an airline, or is it like a travel agent, or what?
Yeah, it's kind of like a travel agent. But that specializes in these round-the-world tickets.
Okay, so how much are we talking for 11-flight airline ticket around the world?
I think my 14-flight one 14. Is $2,900.
29, okay, $3,000.
$3,000.
All right, that's not outrageous at all. I mean, just to get to Australia, you'd be spending at least a couple.
Right.
So, once again, $2,900.
$2,900.
So, that's not bad for getting all the way around the world.
All the way around.
Literally, yes. So you can travel around the world. You got to go one direction. So you have to go east. So for you, you're going to go
east or west.
Tampa.
Or you can go west.
Yeah, but you got to one way or another. No back.
Once you start, that's right.
No backsies.
No backies.
So you can't go to like Hawaii and then jump back to L.A.
Correct.
Interesting. Now, what if there's no flight, though, from Hawaii to...
There will be.
There would have to be? Or do you have to plan this all out in advance?
Well, you have to rough it in a little bit and pick the right company to make sure that they offer flights or the airlines that they work with offer flights to where you want to go.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that'd be the only thing.
And then you map it out. I mean, you've got to
come up with a tentative plan.
I do. I've got a huge map on one of my walls about like a 6-foot or an 8-foot round, map of the world.
Right. But this would be one of my things because, when we go to Fiji or Australia, for instance, one of the routes I've always wanted to do is go from L.A. to Hawaii to Fiji or New Zealand or Australia. But I always have a problem because if you go to Hawaii, yes, there are like Continental may fly here or fly to Fiji. But a lot of them, if you want to go back to Fiji, you would have to fly back to L.A. and then L.A. back to Fiji. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, but do you hear what he's saying?
Yeah, you got to
plan it out. You can only go one way. You got places you want to go. You've got to know that the airline's going to be able to get you to the place you want to go and that they can take you from one place you want to go to another place you want to go in the direction you want to travel because it wouldn't help if they fly past it and then you have to take a plane back. Because then you'd be going the wrong way.
Right.
Right.
So you have an entire year to do this
yes.
thing? So, but you have to do it within a year?
Yes.
Okay. So you got 12 months to fly around the world eventually. So you could do it. You could do it in a couple weeks if you wanted.
If you wanted, I'm about 3 months. I'm figuring.
You're figuring 3 months. All right. So, and you were saying at the break that one of your first legs you're considering is flying down to the Galapagos.
Galapagos, and then
that's considered east from Tampa.
Yeah,
barely.
Well, it wouldn't be if he was flying to the Galapagos, but because he's flying to Ecuador, because you fly to Quito, right?
Correct.
Because he's flying to Quito, Quito is east, but Galapagos is west.
And then I'll get on another flight that I'll pay for to go from there to Galapagos. Then I'll come back, then I'll grab my ticket, and I'm going to go to Brazil. Then I mean that there's some islands down off South America I'm going to go to and go diving.
The Falklands?
Yes.
It's cold there.
Yes.
Yeah.
How cold?
Well, okay.
How cold?
Plenty cold. The only people that live there are penguins.
Then I can go all the way up to England.
All right, so wait, but let me get this straight. So you are talking about your first leg is going to be down to Quito and Ecuador.
Yes.
And that is considered going west.
East.
That's considered going east.
It is.
Okay. Quito is east from Tampa.
All right, so
this is why I needed a map and a plan.
Right. Okay, so then what?
A man,
so
plan,
then I have
Panama.
To fly to Galapagos.
Or you could take a liverboard boat.
I could do a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might do that as well. And then, so you're going to go east.
Yeah.
Ecuador.
Correct.
Okay, I got you now. All right. So you're going to go that way. You're going to go the other way, I was thinking.
I'm going to try to hit all seven continents. I'm going to try to hit.
Whoa.
What?
You're planning to go to Antarctica?
Yes.
You're going to fly into Antarctica?
Maybe just over top so I can look down.
Okay.
Hey, hi, Antarctica. Glad I'm not you.
You.
How's Uncle Artica doing?
All right. So that is one of the missions is to visit all seven continents.
Yes.
So you mentioned Egypt before the break. So that was on the list, but now not so much.
Might be Italy, then down to.
All right. Go to someplace without
political strife, Syria.
Have you mapped this out far enough where you can actually tell me where you're planning to go? Like from Ecuador, if you do the Galapagos thing for
every time I plan it out, I change it.
Well, I know, sure. But like just is it where it is right now? I know it's a fluid plan, but from Ecuador, where would you go next?
Brazil.
Okay.
He already said that part.
Up to England.
Up to England, okay.
I was going to go to Ireland, but I've been to Ireland, and I didn't want to pay for one of my legs to be just from Ireland to England.
Okay.
Because that would be one flight, and
right.
I want to go much further.
Well, you could take a ferry, too.
Correct.
You could ferry from Ireland.
And then I want to go over to France, drop down into someplace in the Mediterranean.
You can take the train from London to Paris.
Correct.
There's a Eurorail train, and it's very cool. You wouldn't need to use a Lego your flight.
Yeah, does your flight...
I don't know if I have to originate my flight from where my other flight ends.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't checked.
Because if you didn't, that would really...
I could get a Europass.
More flexibility.
I could get a Europass and go all through Europe.
Or just rent a car.
Zurich is very cool.
Rent a donkey.
I've got friends in Switzerland I met on an Explore Adventures boat, so I could stop and say hi.
Okay.
Actually, you would probably be able to just do this whole thing staying at the homes of people you met on liverboard boats.
This is true. He knows enough people.
I bet you could do this with 14 legs and pretty much have people pick you up at the airport that you know from liverboard
trips. At the end of the week where they give everybody's email address to all the other passengers, now's the time to pull out that sheet of paper.
I have all those, too.
I'm telling you right now, you could probably do this.
Hey, remember me? 4 years ago, we were on a boat together. Can I borrow your couch?
Can you come pick me up at the airport?
There we are.
Will you show me around?
Yeah. But that's cool, though. I mean,
and then I want to go to Vietnam and do all the Micronesia things again and maybe go to Solomon's again.
All right. Now, you're mentioning all this stuff, but how much of it is dive-focused? This sounds like you have more of a broader plan than just diving.
It's about half.
Hold on. You're giving him a hard time because he's flying around the world and won't be diving every place he lands?
Well, no. I mean, I just know how Scott is. He likes to dive.
I'll get some bubbles in my
butt. Yeah, he's gonna work it in there, I'm sure. I mean, but
keep in mind, there's a lot of fly time, too. He's got to have something to do for a day.
And I'm going to
each one of these flights.
I'm going to go on the liverboard in the Maldives.
Yeah, okay. That's on the list.
That's
all
on
right.
The list. Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
And then, all right. Well, that sounds like quite an adventure. How did you find this?
One of the crew on the Explore Ventures, that's how they got there from Australia, was a round the world ticket. And when she left, she continued going that direction.
Huh. Was that one of the backpacker group? One of the trips I was on, or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, that sounds like a backpacker type of thing.
In those days, I think that was, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, it was only like $1,500 to go around the world.
Yeah, now it's a little bit
double.
More. Still, $2,900, not bad.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
A few more minutes left, and lo and behold, we got mermaid number one on the line. Fresh
mermaid
from
numero
Germany,
uno,
eating brats, beer, and pizza.
Was ist das?
Getting ready for the Our World Underwater Show in Chicago. Mermaid Tony is back in the States, we hear, and at the airport, I believe. Is that right, Tony? How you doing?
Yes, I'm good. I just cleared customs about 5 minutes ago, and I'm so happy to be home, and it's warm. And I'm not going to Chicago anymore because it's too cold.
I was going to say, I know that she's happy to be home where it's warm, and the first words out of your mouth are, home and time to go to Chicago.
Yeah, you got 2 weeks to warm up.
February.
You'll be fine.
10 days.
The cavity search soreness will wear off by then. You'll be good.
Oh, at least there's no customs for that. Other countries don't like me, I don't think.
Now, why do you say such stuff? What do you mean? We were sharing the mermaid joy with our friends at the Das Boot Show in Germany, and then you went up to Turkey, and then you came back, and then they kicked you out of the country. Is that what happened, or what?
They did. They actually had a boot, and they kicked me out.
They had a boot, and they kicked her out of the Das Boot Show in Germany. Interesting. Interesting.
Pretty sure I heard the country cheering and yelling as the plane took off.
That's just sad. They, you know, these Germans
usually
don't
not
have
that
any
exuberant.
Really? Yeah, you would think she was one of us.
Yes.
And it just doesn't sound normal. I mean, because everyone speaks the universal mermaid language.
The language of mermaid.
They're universally accepted as, you know, a world commodity, isn't it?
A harbinger of peace and understanding.
Right, exactly. Our ambassador of love and the underwater world. Our love of the underwater world. That's what we... Tony went over there with that message, and they basically spit in her face and threw her out of the country.
Is that what? Not quite Germany, but okay. And reveal the turkey about the mermaid. I don't know how that would have gone over.
Yeah, okay. Turkey wasn't. They weren't enthralled.
Now, where were you in Turkey?
We were in a place called Sita, so down way south of Istanbul.
Yeah, and she was supposed to go to Egypt, but like Scott, she made a change in her
travel
plan. An
executive decision.
Yeah,
to make that change.
Right.
Yeah, it was a good choice. The only sad part is we didn't get to do any diving while we were there. It was still a little bit cold.
Really? Well, you didn't get to do any diving at all on your trip?
No, and I carried a wetsuit and mask the entire way.
Oh, that's just not right. All right, well, you're going to make up for it.
You're going to make up for it in Chicago.
No, she's going to...
Going ice diving.
You're going to be working with the people at Divers Alert Network on a video in the Keys here in the next week or so, right?
This is very true. I'm really excited about that, actually.
Yeah, as you should be. You know who else is very excited? It's Bill and Single Scott about the new Scuba Radio Mermaid Tony playing card.
Let's not make this sound more dirty old man than it needs to. I just said
about?
That
these
it's a good-looking card, and it is a great picture of Tony. That's all I said.
Thank you, Bill.
She's in our hands right here.
And actually, aside from being a great picture of you, Tony, it is a great picture. Greg took this photograph. It's really a fantastic picture. You're well lit. The background is fantastic. It's just a great picture.
There's background?
That was all Grenada. Yeah,
no, it was me. What are you talking about? It was my photographic skills.
Now, here's the thing which I don't understand.
A lot of luck.
Greg claims the other side of the card is the front, and that's just ridiculous.
What? Yeah.
He says the one with him with that
comment.
With that goofy face and his wetsuit half unzipped and the thumbs up. Really, that's the front? That's where we're hanging our hat? I don't think so. I'm hanging my hat on the other side.
What, do you have a problem with this, Tony? What are you trying to say, that this should be the front? Your picture should be the front?
And Tony's picture is the front. There's no question. And no amount of arguing on your part is going to change my opinion.
Well...
In that case,
I am offended, Tony. I try to keep these guys in line, but sometimes it's just impossible. So, and I apologize on their behalf. I'm the ring leader. No, not true. Not true at all.
No way false, it turns out.
Well, I think these will be nice little collectibles to hand out there at Our World Underwater in Chicago. You'll do that. You'll sign a few autographs and make all the Chicagoland divers a little more happy. I mean, look, they're buried right now, literally under 10 feet of snow. Chicago is under 10. We're going to bring a little Florida sunshine with the Scuba Radio Mermaids to Chicago, warm that puppy up, and melt that snow with these.
Start practicing signing your name with a Sharpie.
Yep. She will.
Then you come up with a cool little,
doodle.
Tail of a mermaid.
Yeah, a little mermaid doodle. You got to come up with a mermaid doodle.
Yep.
Actually, I don't draw very well.
I'll tell you what.
A
stick figure mermaid. Okay, you can do that. Why not? Yeah. That's fine.
Just the tail. All you need is the shape of the tail.
Yeah.
It'll work out great.
Right.
Just practice a little bit.
Hey, it's warm in Chicago. It's 29 there now.
Holy cow.
See? It'll feel like being in Germany.
You know what I don't understand? I don't understand how come I'm not the one going to Chicago. That's the kind of place you'd have me go.
You want to come, Bill?
No, I don't.
I you know, the way Tony's talking right now, you could probably take her spot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and after
that,
the
spot's open.
I'm Mermaid Tony. It'll be good.
Yes. Yeah, well, you
Tony with
you.
A Y.
Hey.
I would be Tony with a Y.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony with an I, Tony with a Y.
Yeah, that's how we separate us.
A.K.A.
Hey, Bill. I have pictures of you wearing a tail that we could make cards of you as well.
I don't know why that hasn't happened already.
Really?
I don't know why that hasn't happened.
Well, because...
I know the background's not quite as picturesque.
The idea is to get people to take this information, not throw it back at us. And I think with Tony's picture on it, we have a better chance. Tony, welcome back to the States.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. All right, we'll talk to her again next week as she gets ready for this Dan video. And I don't know, maybe I'll go down there.
Best Dan video ever.
Yes, I'm sure it will be. All right, well, that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show.
Yes, it is.
Until next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
There you go. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.